and the teachers would always seem to pick those students with the yellower, fairer skin color than mm-hmm. you. Now, my father is what was called a high yellow. My mother's my color. And I have three sisters that are yellow, and one is a fair brown, but my brothers, two brothers and I, are the same color mm-hmm. as our mother.
What would you call your color?
Well, they would call my color black, mm-hmm. and some of them brown skin or paper mm-hmm. sack brown. But
paper sack brown?
Paper sack brown. But the adults make you aware of a lot of things, mm-hmm. and nobody really paid any attention, and they would always, she can't represent this club unless she's this color and that color, and that somewhat takes a child, and it's pushing him back and saying, well, you are discriminating against your own color, and mm-hmm. certain people couldn't be certain things unless they're certain colors, and that still exists today. And a lot of blacks here will be against making their families become dark. The wife, these are usually prominent blacks, mm-hmm. the wife and her family, you don't find too many of them dark, and okay, she picks a spouse that they like, family. And the son grows up and he's talked to light skin and yellow, high yellow women, okay, or young ladies or girls. Okay, he brings a dark woman of my color to the family, and the mother just totally breaks up that relationship. Mm-hmm. She goes out and pick him a yellow girl. She has to approve of it, and there are some people, I can name you about four, at least four or five families offhand that are like that now. Mm-hmm. And if their daughter-in-law is not the same color, they have to keep that line of yellow going. Mm-hmm. They just would not permit, because one prominent family here, just they had two sons only, and one son married a fair girl with long hair, and the other one married a beautiful brown skinned girl, but that lady thought that girl was just too dark. She treated one daughter-in-law, she let the daughter-in-law, one the fair daughter-in-law drive the Cadillac from the campus. The other one could not. She'd bring her and she'd turn up her nose, and when the son had to go to the Air Force, she'd let the daughter had to move in the dormitory. Then she was without another friend, but she was afraid. She was she was afraid to go in that house. She shimmered because she knows today she's not mm-hmm. approved of because of her skin color.
How would they feel about their son marrying a white? Would they disapprove of that too?
I believe they would approve of that more than they would someone my color. It's really a psychological hang-up over mm-hmm. color, but that's the way that it really is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them here, they have brothers and sisters in California out there passing for white, mm-hmm. and they get away with it.
Would you have any special terms for someone who's so light-skinned that they pass?
No.
What would you call a child that one parent's black and the other parent's white?
I would call him a child of a mixed marriage.
Mm-hmm. And what different terms are there for whites besides speckled?
Caucasian, honky, and some have even been labeled as barbarians because it has been said, now if you listen to some of the rebels,